This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC with just a quick note here. The event in the story that you're about to listen to was originally scheduled for January 16th, but it didn't happen due to the bad weather, and so it's been rescheduled for Monday, January 22nd, in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall on the campus of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga at 7:30 p.m. Again, this event was originally scheduled for January 16th. It's been rescheduled to January 22nd. Here's the story. In March of 2017, an event called O King took place at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. It featured lots of music, gospel and jazz and spirituals.
Same train that carried my mother, same train.
The event was a tribute to the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. UTC's Executive Director of Student Development, Dr. Mo Baptiste, was there with his wife.
We struck a chord with us, and I remember us driving home like, my goodness, we hope that this is not a one-time thing. I think that, you know, just our community really needs to continue to celebrate the legacy of Dr. King, and we as a university needs to take lead on that, and I think that that's what we're doing with this type of event.
The event is returning this year, and Dr. Baptiste is doing much more than attending. He's become a driving force in bringing this event back for a second year at UTC. He's co-chairing it with Dr. Jonathan McNair, the UTC music professor behind last year's event. Last year featured a world premiere of two instrumental works by Dr. McNair. This year is a whole different lineup. Dr. McNair and Dr. Baptiste join me to talk about O King. And Dr. McNair, it's a different lineup of music this time. How are some of these selections chosen?
The musical choices, in part, came from the participants. When I contacted Vic Oakes, he's a friend of mine, and he's the director of the Chattanooga Boys Choir, and is on the faculty at Baylor School. And Vic gets around the country doing choral clinics. He knows the literature really well. And so when he responded, he gave me a lineup of four choices, and I chose from those. And likewise, with the Macaulay Men's Chorus, James Haar, who's their director and also a good friend, he gave me two options, one of which is a setting of Leonard Cohen's song, Hallelujah, which I love. It's a great song, but when I looked at the lyrics, I'm like, whoa, these don't fit at all. And the other one is based on, it's called An Inscription of Hope, and it's based on a text found scratched on a cellar wall in Cologne, Germany, where some Jewish folks were hiding from the Nazis back during World War II. And the translation is like, I believe in the sun even when it's not shining. I believe in love even when not feeling it. I believe in God even when God is silent. So, you know, it's important to note that people hold on to hope even when there isn't any visible evidence that one should have hope. And that's a really important thing about the human spirit, that we hold on to hope even when things seem to be lined up against us.
And Mo, what do you think of the musical lineup this year?
Again, even more diverse than last year. As it relates to representation, you know, to have high school students singing, to have members of Psi Lambda, which is the alumni chapter here of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, which I am a member of, as well as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And so to have members from both the alumni chapter as well as Eta Phi, which is the undergrad chapter, participating. Again, just a nice, well-rounded representation of different expressions for Dr. King.
And what will they be doing when they're participating?
We have some reflections. We have some of our members. I know one, Chris Stokes, is doing one on a poem by Maya Angelou. Lieutenant Van Hinton, who's with the Sheriff's Office, is doing a poem, a reflection called Reflections of a Dream. We have Eta Phi chapter who's going to be doing a step show, you know, quick step routine, and Our Vice Chancellor of Enrollment Services and Student Success, Yancey Freeman, will be doing the opening remarks. So our chapter is heavily involved, and again, nice, well-rounded representation.
I'm really grateful to Dr. Baptiste here because Mo came to me and said, hey, I found I got Alpha Phi, Alpha Eta Phi chapter lined up to do a step show. I didn't even know what a step show was, and so he sent me a link. And I tell you what, this generates so much energy, and we're going to end the program with that because there'd be no way to follow it. You know, it's just going to raise the roof there to send people out on a real high note.
Who all are you looking forward to come out to this?
Again, it was absolutely imperative that this was open to the entire community. If I remember from last year, and I know Dr. McNair had such a short window to market and get the word out, so the turnout wasn't as good as it could have been, but I saw the potential right away, and I noticed who was not there, and there was a lot of UTC students that were not there, but the community, for the most part, did show up. But I'm thinking, you know, what would it be like if we have, you know, a time to really market this and get the word out to both community and campus, and all of us together partaking in this and enjoying this experience. So it is open to the entire community. Again, there is no cost for admissions. We want any and everybody to come and celebrate with us.
We've got the Littleton H. Mason Singers, the Gospel Choir. They're going to participate again this year with a new song that for them, Be Grateful by Walter Hawkins, apparently very popular in the gospel world. And we've got the UTC Chamber Singers participating again, and they're singing a song called Across the Bridge of Hope, uses as its text a poem by a young Irish man who was killed in a bombing back during the conflict between Northern and Southern Ireland. But I think it's an appropriate thing for the United States, anybody in the world, really, to think about in terms of wherever there is civil unrest and conflict, whether that's open and violent or whether it's closed and closeted and emotional in nature. I think it's appropriate. And we also have a dancer, I should say, that, in fact, Mo's wife, Dr. Shawnee Howard Baptiste, lined up a young woman, an undergraduate here named Taylor Freeman, who's going to do a dance number. So we've got, what, three different arts, at least maybe four different arts represented on this program.
The 1960s, the civil rights movement, there's such a specific, I guess you could say, genre of music associated with that. What do you think the role of music is today in civil rights and race relations and things like that?
Well, one could say things in songs and reach a wider audience than just speaking them verbally, I think. With a good melody and good harmonies, a powerful message can be gotten across in ways that, you know, maybe if you just said it, it might not get across. So I think that's important. Music, because there are so many different styles and so many genres, you can reach a lot of different niche audiences. Again, that you might not reach just with verbiage. So, plus, thinking about choral music, for example, that's a very participatory art. You can't do it with one person. You know, so when you get groups of people together, like UTC Chamber Singers, like Littleton H. Mason Singers, like the Boys Choir, like the Macaulay Chorus, you've got groups of people, young people who are singing these words, maybe thinking about these words, and then carrying that through. And you know, sometimes a song will stick with you for a long time.
And it sounds like for you, that really happened with the performance last year. Some of that really stuck with you.
Yes, absolutely. Again, just, you know, the different emotions that the different types of music brought out, you know, whether it's instrumentation or people singing. Again, Dr. McNair's piece, that opening and those notes and certain pieces where you can feel like, you know, put words to it if you could, you know, you could to say, okay, I feel this when that note hit and the combination of notes. And so what he was intending to express, he absolutely did so. Because, again, lasting impression. And again, we say that for all the different representations.
Is there anything else you all want to say?
I just want us, everyone, to come out, come support. And this, again, this is a community thing. We have various representations, and we want to keep that going. If you would like to participate in the future, please let us know. Obviously, there's limited opportunities, but we'll keep it going, and we want to encourage any and everyone to please come celebrate with us.
Yes. So if you weren't at the one that happened last year, you definitely want to come to this year. And even if you were at the one last year, you want to come this year because it's going to be different things.
And bring people with you.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Jonathan McNair and Dr. Mo Baptiste talking about the free O King event that's coming up on Monday, January 22nd. When we originally aired this, it was scheduled for January 16th, but canceled due to bad weather. So again, Monday, January 22nd. More information at WUTC.org. And for WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.